This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Noach is called a tzaddik. He's called a tamim. But not just that. Noach is not only called a tzaddik and a tamim. He's also called an ish. Noach, ish tzaddik, tamim haya b'day roisav. What does this mean, ish? You know, you can ask a question. In the Haggadah, we have the Aled Banim, we have the Chacham, the Rasha, the Tam. The Tam is seems to be used in a derogatory sense. Tam mahu aymer mazois. He cannot articulate a sophisticated question. And yet, we know that the word Tam is used in Leshvach. What do we say about Yaakov? Yaakov ish Tam, Yoshev HaHalim. Yaakov's called a Tam. So Yaakov Avinu, the Bechir Shav Aves, is called a Tam. Noach here is called a Tamim. So why in the Haggadah is the Tam used in somewhat of a derogatory sense? Says the Chavetz Chaim, Yaakov Avinu is not a Tam. Tam is a Midah. It's a Midah of Tamimus. It's a Midah of wholesomeness, of perfection. However, it has to come with a healthy dose of common sense. It's good to be Tamimistic, and it's good to be, so to speak, unsuspecting, but that's what it seems. At times, one has to be b'tmimas, but one always has to have a healthy sense of kabdeu v'chashdeu. One has to use common sense. One cannot act with naivete. One has to utilize his seichel hayashar. Yaakov wasn't a tam, he was an ishtam. He had bailus over his tmimas. He knew when to use it, he knew when not to use it. Ishnami, the Baal, the husband. It's not good to be just a tam. You have to be an ishtam. Tamimus is a midah. You have to know when to use it. Likewise, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's not necessarily good to be a tzaddik. Who says you should be a tzaddik? You could be an ish tzaddik. You have to know when to be righteous, and you have to know when to use common sense. It says in Koheles, Al titzdak harbe, don't be too big of a tzaddik. You have to know when to be a tzaddik, when not to be a tzaddik. Everything in this world, it's not enough to know Arachayim, Choy Shemishba, Yoradei Eben Ezer. As Rabbi Sol Salanter would say, you need the fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch, which might be the most important, and that is common sense. They asked Rabbi Sol Salanter, so who are you going to marry off your daughter to? A tzaddik, a chassid, a lamdin. Rabbi Sol Salanter said, according to the Torah, we only need one thing. As biti nasati lo ish hazeh. That's the starting point. The starting point is you have to be a man. You have to use common sense, intelligence, reason, and then through one's seichel, one can know, learn to apply when to use tzidkos, when to use tamimus, and when to use all the midos. All the midos are measurements. But before you measure something, you need the seichel hayasher to know how to measure it. May we be zoicha to be matzah chen be'enei alekim v'yadam.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.